Parashas Devorim. The first pasuk starts off, Eila HaDvorim Asher Dibe Moshe El Kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Kol Yisrael, all of Yisrael, the Ever HaYarden, on the other side of the Yarden, Ba'midbor, Ba'arovo, Moel Suf, Bein Poron, Uvein Toifo, Beloven, V'chatzerois, V'dizohov. Now, this Chumash Devorim, this is the fifth Chumash, and really it starts off, Eila HaDvorim. It doesn't say V'Eila with the Vav, to say like it's a continuation from before, but rather it starts off, Eila HaDvorim. Eila always means the starting of something new. And Rabbeinu Bachai explains that even though really it's only a continuation from the Parshas, from the Chumash Bamidbar, like all the Chumash Yatera really go one after another, starts off with Sefer Bereishis that talks about the Yetzirah, the creation of the whole world, to put into a person's heart the emunah, the belief in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then we go into Shemois, it starts talking about the creation of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then it goes into Vayikra, the union of having Karbonus. Klal Yisrael has to bring Karbonus to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then Sefer Bamidbar talks about the Yidin, how they lived through the Midbar, the 40 years. And now really at the end of the 40 years, now Moshe Rabbeinu is coming before he's going to be Nifter, before Klal Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, like the last parasha Hashem said, after you have the Mokama with Midyan, after Klal Yisrael kills out Midyan, Achat to Yosef Alamecha, then Moshe Rabbeinu will be Nifter. So now before Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifter, he goes on to continue to give Klal Yisrael Techocha, to tell them all the things they did wrong, as if to teach them, be careful, now you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, don't do any more chatoyim. Don't do things to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. And really, Mefarshim say, it says, Eila HaDvorim, like these are the words. Because really it was only words, a bit different to Chocho, that Moshe told the Klal Yisrael. Because the people that did these Averis, like we'll soon go through, Rashi says, all these different places here, are all seven different Averis that Klal Yisrael did through the Dor HaMidbar. But really the whole Dor HaMidbar died out already. Like now we're talking about at the end of the 40 years. When all the people that did the Chatoyim that were 20 years old, all died out now these past 40 years. Now the people coming into Eretz Yisrael was like the new door, the new generation. They did not do the Chatoyim. It was their fathers that did the Avera. Still, Moshe Rabbeinu now is coming to give them Techocha, to like warn them, learn, and don't do like your fathers did. Don't do these Averas that caused the Kodesh Baruch to become angry. But rather now, when you're going into Eretz Yisrael to do the mitzvahs, make sure you only do mitzvahs and no averus. So really it is a continuation, Sefer Devorim, from the last four Svarim. And Rabbeinu Bachai explains how come it doesn't say V'Eila HaDvorim. Why does it only say Eila HaDvorim? It says because really, like we know, it's called Mishneh Torah. This is called like reviewing over the halachas that were learned already in the first four Svarim. So it is considered like a new type of a limud now, Devorim. That's why it starts off with Eila HaDvorim. And the Ramban explains this, like in Eila HaDvorim, in Devorim, the Torah doesn't talk about the mitzvahs that are given to Kahanim, the Avodas HaKabonis. Because the Kahanim, as Rizimim, they remember and know for sure what they have to do. However, by regular Yid, they forget sometimes the mitzvahs. That's why now there's a whole Indian, a whole parasha of Devorim, that is called Mishneh Torah, that explains over a lot of Averis and mitzvahs that were already learned before, I has it over, repeated over a second time now. That's this Indian of Mishneh Torah. And the first Rashi says, An Eila HaDvorim, these are the words, Lefi Shehem Divrei Techochos, these are words of reproof. Umonon Kan Kol HaMakoyim Shechisu L'Fnei HaMokim B'hen, and then mentions all the places here that Klal Yisrael did Averus, made HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. Lefikach, therefore, Sosam Es HaDvorim Ve'Ezkirim B'remes. The Torah only says it like he only makes a mere allusion and doesn't really say exactly the averus they did. Mefnei kvoidon shal Yisrael. Al tekoved, to give respect to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to mention outright all the averus, but just said it for remes. And then Rashi explains the seven averus that Moshe Rabbeinu are mentioning here is, first of all, barova. Barova means the chet that Klal Yisrael did by Baal Por in Barvas Moyev. Or even before, and Bamidbar means, Rashi says, Ma Shechisu Bamidbar, Shomru Miyitei Musenu, that Klal Yisrael got a Kodesh Baruch Hu angry at the Midbar. Then Mul Suf, Rashi says, that goes on, that Klal Yisrael complained by the Yam Suf, Ha Mibli Ein Kvorim B'Mitzroyim. Then Bein Poron or Bein Tofa B'Loven, Rashi says, that goes on the Mon, that Klal Yisrael said, V'Navshenu Kotz Ablechem Akloikel, so they complained. Also, what they did about the Meraglim, the Chet HaMeraglim. Then V'Chatzeroys, that goes on the Machloikel Shekirach, the Averu with Kirach. And then, the last one, V'Dizov, Rashi says, that goes on the Chet HaEgel. And we'll talk about later, how come it says V'Dizov about the Chet of the Eagle later, after the Chet of Kirach. Really, first came the Chet of the Eagle, and then came the Chet of Kirach. But we'll talk about that soon. Now, the Pasuk says, Eila hadvorim ashkadibe Moshe. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, El Kol Yisrael, to the whole Klal Yisrael. So it says a lashon of Dibe Moshe and Kol Yisrael, because really, when it comes to give techocha, to tell somebody off, to tell him you're doing something wrong, you have to know how to do it, you have to be a person that can do it, and also the people have to be people that will be makablet, will accept it. Really, there's a Gemara in Erechim like this, that Reb Tarfon said, Vavoida, im yesh b'dor hazeh mishayochol achiyach. Like he wondered, is there somebody in his generation that knows how to give techocha, to tell people what they're doing wrong? Reb Loza ben Azayah went there, im yesh b'dor hazeh mishayochol akabot techochas. He wondered if there's anybody in his generation that could accept it and receive it and to be mekabel the techocha. So in order to give techocha, even though there's a mitzvah in the Torah, hachiyach techiyach es amisechom, and Chazal bring down one of the reasons why there was a churban abayis, why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, was because shel hachiyach zeh al zeh, one person was not mechiyach the other one, he does not tell somebody else off when he saw him doing something wrong. He had the American slogan of enjoy life, don't bother one another. And that's a wrong attitude. Klal Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of achiyach techiyach es amisechom. Kol Yisrael areivim zelizeh. Every single Jew is responsible for one another. And it's always a mashal, like you have one tree growing. If one leaf falls off it, the whole tree doesn't look nice. If you cut off the branch, the whole tree doesn't look nice. What happens to one Jew affects the whole Klal Yisrael. It's like one big neshama. So therefore, really, kol Yisrael areivim zelizeh. Every single Jew is responsible for the other person. And there is a mitzvah of hachiyach techiyach es amisechom to tell somebody else if you see him doing something wrong. What the Gemara just means is you have to know how to do it. You have to be a chacham, you have to say it nicely in order that he should accept it and not just get angry at him and make a chil Hashem and make machlikis. You have to know how to do it. But I call upon him, when you know how to do it, there's a tremendous mitzvah involved. And that's the beginning of this Mishneh Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. And he starts off that Dibe Moshe. These are the words of Moshe. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able to give Techocha to Klal Yisrael. And he said it, I'll call Yisrael. Yisrael means the Chashva people. They will be Makabal. They were able to receive this Techocha also. And really the Kli Yoker asked the question here. How come it doesn't say El Bnei Yisrael? Always it says Bnei Yisrael. Here it just says, Asha Dibe Moshe El Kol Yisrael. Why didn't it say El Bnei Yisrael? And also he asked, how is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu could talk to everybody? How could 600,000 people hear him talk at one time? And Moshe at that time didn't have microphones. So he wants to say that Yisrael here means there was a representative for the whole Klal Yisrael. But Yisrael here means the Chosh of a Yidin, the Chosh of a people that were the heads, the Manhigim, from every shul, every Rav came, all the people, the Manhigim, the Chosh of a Yisrael, they came to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu told them the Techocha. And they went and gave it over to each one of their people that were under them. So really, the Lashon of Yisrael means to the Chosh of the people in Klal Yisrael, that's who Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Techocha, and these would be the people that for sure would accept and would be mekabel the Techocha. And the Medrash over here brings down a Pasuk in Mishlei, Perech of Ches, Pasuk of Gimel, and the Pasuk says, Mochiach Adam Achrei Chein Yimtza. A person that gives Techocha, later he'll find chen, he'll find grace in the eyes of Hashem. The Medrash says that on this pasuk, Mochiach Adam, that goes on Moshe Rabbeinu, Shoichiach Es Yisrael. And because Moshe Rabbeinu gave Techocha to Klal Yisrael, he found chen, grace in the eyes of Hashem, and the pasuk says, V'gamatzosi chen b'yeinai. And really the Rabbeinu Yoim explains, he explains the Indian of Techocha like this. Like he says, the Mishnah Novit says, have a corner of a chover. A person should have good friends and even pay money to have a good friend. By your Rav, it just says, Aseh Lecho Rav. It doesn't say you should pay your Rav money. It just says, Aseh Lecho Rav. Make for you a Rebbe. Shenkin, by a friend, it says, you should buy, even if you have to buy a good friend. And he explains what's so good about a good friend. He says, a good friend of Pshat is, he'll tell you what you're doing wrong. A stranger, you're afraid to tell the other person what he's doing wrong. He'll get angry at you, he won't accept it, he won't enjoy it. Mashenkin, a good friend, one another helps along one another. He tells the other one what he's doing wrong. He's Messiah in Avodas Hashem. That's called a good friend. And that's called mamash, like the nefesh, like the soul of the person. Like you need your friend for your soul to work. And it brings a raya from Eev. By Eev, it's brought down that the Malach, Hashem told the Malach, you could do anything to Eev, just don't take away his nefesh. And it says that Eev's three friends, he did not touch. Eev still kept his three friends that he had. So it's a raya from here that the friend of a person is considered like your nefesh. It's like your soul. Therefore, since Hashem told the Malach, you can't take away Eev's nefesh, he was not able to harm to take away Eev's three friends. In other words, Kenei Lechokhov means have a good friend, that with another friend, you're embarrassed from your friend, you won't do chatoyim, he'll help you, he'll tell you what you're doing wrong. Like we always say, Tov Hashnayim and Echad, two people is always better than one. When you have two working together, they help along one another. That is the inyan of having a good friend, a true good chaver. Is that this inyan now of giving techocha, of helping out one another. Now the inyan of techocha is not just time to make it bad, to harm the other person. We're saying that you're not supposed to do. You have to be a chacham to know how to do it. It's only to make the other person better. To be ma'achs l'tayf, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu does. And the reason why Hashem gives us punishment is only to make us wake up in order to be ma'achs l'tayf, to start doing good and stop doing the bad. That's the same thing of techocha, of these Eila Hadvar. Now in the Sefer Oyoyu, he goes and explains the difference between the techocha that Moshe Rabbeinu said here in Eila Hadvarim to the techocha that we say in Shabbos Chazoin, the Haftarah of Chazoin Yishayo. That over here, Moshe, like Rashi said, only said a mamash b'remiza. He did not speak out and say clearly what they did wrong. He said it very indirectly, Mishum Kvoidam Shal Yisrael. But the whole client understood clearly what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say. And that's what Rashi later brings down of Ahi Be'aboyim Shona. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu first gave the techocha Samach Lemisa, right before he died, and he said to learn it out from Yaakov Avinu, and for four reasons, and one of them he says is that not to have to give Techocho V'chayzo Mechiyach, and also Rashi says, Shelo Yehei Chaveru Re'ehu U'mezbayish Mimenu. You do not want that your friend should see you, and he should be embarrassed from you. Like Moshe Rabbeinu did not want the Klai Yisrael should be embarrassed from him. So that's why he gave this Techocho first at the end, right before he was made. But I call upon him, this Dor Deya, the Dor HaMidbar, they understood clearly what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say. They understood this Techocha from these few words that Moshe Rabbeinu said, indirect, they understood very clearly. Ad Kedei Kach, that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have told us them beforehand, there would have been a tremendous amount of bush embarrassment when they would see Moshe. So in short, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to say it very shortly to Klai Yisrael, and they understood him. You understood the techocha that he meant to say, and he said it, but they're covered not to embarrass them. Now, a few generations later, by the time of Yishayo already, there the Novi says, Chazon Yishayo, he says, that Yoda Ashor Kaneyu, an ox knows his master, the Chamor Avis Bolov, and the Chamor, the donkey, knows Avis Bolov, his master's home, the Avis, the place where he lives, of the Yisrael, Klai Yisrael, Lo Yoda, they do not know me. Ami lohis burning. Ami, my Ami Yisrael, the Navi is saying that lohis burning, they did not think into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoi goi choyte, am keved, ovoin zeremereyim, bonem mashchisim, ozbos Hashem. They can say that the Navi goes on to say techocho, what Klai Yisrael did wrong. But here, Yishayo already, he spoke out such a strong lashon. Just a few generations later, he spoke out, Shor and the Chamor, they do not realize their own master. But Klai Yisrael, lo yoda, and lo yisbenin, we do not think into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he goes to explain such a difference in techocha between the techocha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave, mamish derech remiza, derech covered, and Klai Yisrael understood it, to how far Klai Yisrael got, how low of a madrega they became later on, that Yishayo had to give them such big techocha to speak out mamish, that you're worse off than an ox and a donkey. It's a terrible thing to say. But that's what the Novi had to tell Klai Yisrael in order to wake them up. And the reason is, like the Navi himself said, that Ami Loi His Bainon. Klai Yisrael did not think into what's doing. They don't think about the Avodas Hashem. They don't think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu anymore. They don't realize what they're doing wrong. They don't think about the Tzelem Elokim, what we are, that really we're a chelik of Hashem. We have a neshama. We're tremendous. We have Kedush inside us. We have to act different than the rest of the Yamim. And Klai Yisrael doesn't think about this. And when you don't think about these things, you can come down to be worse off than a shor, an ox, and a chamor, and a donkey. And the pshat is that a shor, and a chamor, a donkey, and an ox, they don't have too much brains. But I'll call upon them, they realize that the person that gives them their food, their master, they respect him, they act nice to him. So it's a kal v'chaim of a kal v'chaim of a Klai Yisrael that does have das, does have a seichel, does have understanding, should realize this, that who is the one that's giving us everything, who is mefarnes us? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one that's taking care of us. So for sure, we should also think back to take care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do the mitzvahs, to be mizbeinim, to think into the avodas Hashem, and not just let things go, like mitzvahs anashim lumada, just do things without thinking into them. So what we see from here, the difference, that even though Chazal say, like to give techocha, you have to say it nicely, you have to make sure they'll accept it, and that's the way Moshe Rabbeinu gave it, because at their madrega, you'll have people giving it nicely and they'll accept it. But by the door of Yeshayahu already, he saw that giving it nicely, they wouldn't accept it. He had to give them techocha, speaking out clearly, saying exactly what he means, strong lashonos of you worse off than an ox and a chamor. So the Chur Olachas Kama V'Kama B'Zman is there today. A person that could give techocha, that could help out other people, could make them be machla teva, of course he has to do it in any manner he could, the best that he could, as long as he's doing it l'shem shemayim, to make the other people really accept it, and everybody should become machla teva to do good. Now in the Yalkut over here in the beginning of the Dvarim, says the smichus between the last pasuk in Bamidbar to the first pasuk here in Dvarim. But the last pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar says, Eila ha-mitzvois v'ha-mishpotim asher tzivu Hashem b'yad Moshe b'nei Yisrael v'yarvus moyov al-yad en yurichoy. These are the mitzvois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe to give over to Klal Yisrael. And then the first pasuk in Devarim starts off, Eila ha-dvorim asher dibe Moshe. These are the words that Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael, and was saying this is the inyan of techocha, to tell Klai Yisrael exactly what they did wrong, to learn from it, not to do it again. So the Yalkut says that Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaviv en Olai Divrei Moshe Shehoichiach Es Yisrael Kineged Kol HaMitzvah Shenasati Lechem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves these words of Moshe, this Teichocha, that Moshe told Klai Yisrael exactly what they're doing wrong, is he loved it Kineged, just as if Kol HaMitzvah Shenasati Lechem, Kineged all the mitzvahs that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael. L'kach nemer elu ha-mitzvahs. That's why the last pasuk in Masai is elu ha-mitzvahs. And the first pasuk in Devarim is elu ha-dvarim. These are the words of Techocha. In other words, really, this is the akhtama to the whole sefer of Devarim, which is really Mishneh Torah. Now, the inyan of Mishneh Torah is saying something over twice is also an inyan of Techocha. Like, the inyan of Techocha explaining something what somebody did wrong, like we just got finished saying before, was the ikavot that Yeshayahu said was Ami lo hisbonin. Klai Yisrael were not thinking in to really realizing what the chshivas of the mitzvahs were. Maybe they knew what a mitzvah is, but they didn't take it into the heart. It didn't make them bepoil, do things different. Now the inyan of techoch is to realize what we are supposed to do, and not only it should be in our sechel, in our mind, but rather it should go bepoil, we should really be doing things. The actual actions should change because of techoch, which is really the inyan of Limud HaMusar. This is the inyan to learn Musar, like really the Mesilas Yesharim says in his Akdama, he says a lot of things that he's writing now, most of them you already know. But the klal is, Mishum Roiv HaPirsum, Roiv HaElam. The things you know so much, sometimes you forget them. That means you don't come to actually do it. You don't put it into your lave, into your heart, to make the actions coming out be different. And that's the inyan of Limud HaMusar, is even though things we already know, but to think into them, to be mizbeinim, that it's not just something to be in your heart, that you think about, that you know about, but the poel, actually, when you're doing the actions, you're doing the maisa mitzvahs, you should do it differently, you should act differently. And this is really the inyan of techocha. So really the Yalkut is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the mitzvahs the same way he loves the Moshe Rabbeinu gave techocha. Because the inyan of giving techocha is to make people actually do the mitzvahs, lemaisa, to do it in a different form. Like Limud HaTorah is one thing. To learn the Torah, to know the mitzvah, to know what to do, that comes first. We have to know what to do. But after we know what to do, after it's in our mind, it can't just stay in the mind. It can't just be in the heart to be a good Jew at heart. We have to lemaisa go and do the actual actions to do it the right way. As the Moshe Leseyov, the Chofetz Chaim used to say, that in his times, a lot of people used to die then from a heart attack. But then it first started, a lot of people getting heart attacks. And he used to explain the reason why Hashem is making so many people die with this makla of the heart attack is, he said, too many Jews are saying, I'm a good Jew at heart. In other words, actually doing the mitzvahs, they didn't do the mitzvahs. They weren't so much Hashem Shabbos. They didn't learn that much Torah. The actual actions doing the mitzvahs, they didn't do. Just at heart, they said they were a good Jew at heart. So the Chofetz Chaim used to say, the heart wasn't strong enough to take it. So therefore the heart plots and they got a heart attack. In other words, it's not enough just to be a good Jew at heart. We have to actually do the ma'isim. We have to do the mitzvahs. We have to do what we learn. And what makes us do what we learn in the right manner, that's limud of musar, and that's the inyan of techocha, of telling one another exactly how you're supposed to do it, what we're doing, if we're doing it right, if we're doing it wrong. In other words, to think into the actions we're doing, and not to be like Yeshayahu HaNavi said, Ami lo hisbonen, that Klai Yisrael was not thinking into their actions, if they're doing the right things or not. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu loved so much that Yalkut says, Chaviv emolai divrei Moshe shechiach es Yisrael, keneged kol ha-mitzvois shenasati luchem. And who Adin is the Medrash we once spoke out in Shemois, that talks about the Indian of raising children, that you have to give your children techocha, you have to hit them sometimes. When they're doing things wrong, you have to teach them the right way. The Pasuk says, Choshech shiftoi yisoyne benoi. Somebody that holds away the stick from his son, does not hit his son really just hates his son. So Chazal darshan there that lamdecho, shekol hamenea benoi min hamardus soiv bolatarbus ro. Whoever does not hit his son, at the end will just come out, his son will become to do bad. And the Medrash says, shekei metzina bi Yishmael, learn out from Yishmael. Shoyloi gaguyim al Avram Aviv lo ridu. Avram Avinu like used to love Yishmael and did not hit him, did not give him musar. Therefore, the Yotzal Tavis Ro, Yishmael came to be Yishmael, the head of the Arabs, he came to be Bid. Mashen came, and who had done the same thing it says, Vayehav Yitzchok as Esav, that Yitzchok loved Esav. Therefore, he did not give him enough Techoch, enough Musa, did not hit him enough, and therefore he came out to be an Esav of Russia. So we learn from here that Kolom Yasser es Benoi, Moisef ben Avwa Lovivu Mechavdoi, that the opposite, a person that does give Musa, does hit his son, does give Techocha to his son, keep him on the right track, watch everything he does. It'll only come out that the son will love you more and he'll come to give you real covet, real respect back. But that's the chil between by Avram and Yitzchok. It says that Avram Avinu was Meyasar at Yitzchok Vinoy. Yitzchok, he did give Techocha, he did give the Musar, he did hit him, he did put him on the right track. Therefore Yitzchok came out and not Yishmael. And the same thing is brought down that Yitzchak used to give Musa to his son Yaakov. Therefore it came out Yaakov Avinu, and not an Eitz of Arusha. So we see from here clearly this Indian of also given to Chochah, especially to your own children, to be madrich them on the right way, not to be too easy with them, and don't think that you just want to be nice to them, they should come to love you, I'll overlook what they're doing. No, the more you overlook, the worse off they'll be, and the more they'll hate you at the end. And the opposite, the more you check after and watch everything they're doing, and you down their back and you hit them, a lot without getting, but it means put them on the right way, you're very mocked for every little thing they do, it'll only come out at the end that they'll come, and the Medrash says, they'll only come to love you at the end, and to only give you more respect, like Yitzchak Avinu did to his father, and like Yaakov Avinu did to his father. Now, coming back to the first question we asked before, that the Pasuk says, Vachatzeros v'dizov, and Rashi says Vachatzeros means that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them techocha about the machloikes shokeirich, and then v'dizov Rashi says v'chichen al eigel. He wants to tell Klai Yisrael to remember the chet eigel that you did. And the Mefarshim asked the question, like, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu first tell them about the eigel which came first? First they did the chet of the eigel, and then it happened the parshas with keirich much later. How come the pasuk first says Vachatzeros, the parsha of keirich, and then the pasture of the eagle? And the Divrei Yecheskel wants to answer like this. He wants to answer that the Medrash says by the Pashas Korach, that the Medrash says that Ma Ro Korach Lechalek Yemoshe, what did Korach see that he got his encouragement to argue against Moshe Rabbeinu? The Medrash says Pashas Paraduma Ro. He saw the Pasha of Paraduma, and that encouraged Korach to go and argue against Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Chur, it's a very shver. What did Korach see in the Pashas Paraduma to go to argue against Moshe Rabbeinu? So he says that he heard that the pshat could be, because really the Medrash Rabbah says that at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Klal Yisrael for the fact that did a chet ha'egel, so Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and like tried to take away the anger from Hashem. And he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you yourself told me Anoichi Hashem Olekecha. In the Aseres HaDibros you said a lashon of Anoichi Hashem Olekecha. I am your God. In other words, you could make a mistake and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshe Rabbeinu's Hashem. But it didn't say a lashon of Anoichi Hashem Olekechem. I am the whole Klal Yisrael's Hashem. He said a lashon of Anoichi Hashem Olekecha, a lashon yochid. So from this, Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, don't be so angry. You didn't say like you're the Hashem to everybody. You only said a lashon yochid, you're my Hashem. Therefore, now that Klal Yisrael is doing the Chet Egel, don't be so angry at him. That's what the Medrash says. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu Tainit is, told back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out from here that really there's a pisch and peh, people could argue that they didn't do such a chet by the chet ha'egel. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu only said, Anuchi Hashem Olekecha to Moshe, and not to the whole Klal Yisrael. He only said it a Lashon Yochid. But according to this, it comes out that Korach, when he argued on Moshe, his argument was, why are you so great? Why are you becoming the Melech, and your brother becoming the Kuna, the Kohen Gadol, like Kulam Kedoshim? That Korach's time was that Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to everybody. Not only to you, Stu, not only to Moshe and Aaron, but to the whole Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. In other words, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoichi Hashem Olekecha, it went on the whole Klal Yisrael. So really, Korach's taina wasn't a good taina, because really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu alone that Anoichi Hashem Olekecha. So maybe you can make the mistake and interpret it as if Hashem is saying only to Moshe Rabbeinu, I am your Hashem, and not to Klal Yisrael. So if so, Korach doesn't have any argument. He can't say, Kulam Kedoshim, the whole Klal Yisrael is holy. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe only spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. But in the Indian of the Paraduma, there we see not like this. What was the Indian of the Paraduma? That the Paraduma, that's the mother, is coming to clean the chet of a child, like Rashi brings down from the Medrash. In other words, when Klal Yisrael did the chet ha'egel, later they had to bring a Paraduma to be mechapa to forgive on the chet ha'egel. So from the past of the Paraduma we see that really Klal Yisrael did an avera by the chet ha'egel. That really when Hashem said Anoichi Hashem Olekecha, he did not mean he's only speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu alone. Really he meant to say Anoichi, I am the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the whole Klal Yisrael. And even if you thought Moshe Rabbeinu was mace, you had no right to make another Avodah Zarah, to make another egel. So from the parsha of Paraduma, here we see that Klal Yisrael did do a chet by the chet egel, and we see that when Hashem said Anoichi Hashem Olekecha, he meant to speak to the whole Klal Yisrael, not only to Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, it's very good. When Korach wanted to argue against Moshe Rabbeinu, he looked into the Pasha of Paraduma, like the Medrash says. When he saw the Pasha of Paraduma, he saw that Klal Yisrael did an Avera with the Chet Ha'egel. That's why we have to have the mother, the Paraduma, coming to be Mechapa to clean the Chet Ha'egel. So why was it an Avera? Because really, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoichi Hashem Olekecha, he really meant to speak to the whole Klal Yisrael. And that was Korach's taina, that Kulam Kedoshim, everybody is holy. So why are you making yourself so much greater than everybody else? So Korach got his encouragement from the Pasha of Paraduma. There he saw that Hashem really spoke to everybody and not only to Moshe Rabbeinu. So now, coming back to our Pasha here, it's very good now. Like here, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to give Techocha. And like Rashi brings down, the Pasuk says, I'll call Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to everybody. Why do he have to speak everybody together? So Rashi explained, because if he would have only spoken to a few people, the other ones would have tainted and said, if we would have been there, we would have spoken back to Moshe and tell him he's wrong. So in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want anybody to have any arguments back to him, so he spoke to everybody together. To tell everybody, let me hear what you have to say, and I'll tell you what I have to say. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to teach everybody that they did do mistakes, they did do avaris, and don't do it anymore. So now when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give Techocha about the Chet Ha'egel, he couldn't just say first, V'di Zohav, first to say the Chet Ha'egel. Because if you look at the parasha of the Chet Ha'egel itself, It could be the Klai Yisrael will tie in the back, will argue back, we didn't do anything wrong. Like, they'll argue back, the Pasuk says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, as if to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe only spoke to you. Hashem said to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, he is your God. But not that he's the God of all the Yidden. So maybe we had a right to make the Chet Regel. So that's why first Moshe Rabbeinu had to give Techoch about the Chatzeres, about what happened by the Pasha of Korach. By the Pasha of Korach, since there we see that, like the Medrash says, that Korach looked at the Pasha of the Poraduma. Korach's whole time was that Kulon Kedoshim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the whole Klal Yisrael, not only to Moshe Rabbeinu. So from the Pasha of Korach, we see that the Anochi Hashem Elokecha really went to the whole Klal Yisrael and not only to Moshe Rabbeinu. All right, turn over. So now, once Klal Yisrael heard the Pasha of Korach, that really the Anochi Hashem Elokecha went upon the whole Klal Yisrael, so now Moshe Rabbeinu could give Techoch about the Dizov, about the Chet Egel. And they don't really have an answer to them that the Anochi Hashem Elokecha went on into Moshe Rabbeinu. No, it went to the whole Klal Yisrael. So really, it's a Techoch, how come they did the Chet Egel? That's why it's very good what the Seder is. First, Moshe Rabbeinu told them about the Parshas Korach, and then he told them about the Chet Egel. Then the Pasuk says, right after Chamishi, in the Parshas Beis, Pasuk Beis, the Vayomer Hashem Alai Lemor, Rav Lochem Soy Vesor Hazeh, you went around this mountain enough, Tenu Lochem Tzafoina, go turn towards the north. The Esorim and the nation, Tzav Lemor commandant saying, Atem Oivrim Begvula Achechem B'nei Esav, you're going against the boundaries of Esav. HaYoshvim B'Seyur, that's sitting in the land of Seyur. The Yiru Mikem V'Nishmartem Miyoid. And they will be afraid of you, but you should also watch yourself. Al Tizgoru Vom. Don't like content with them. Ki Lo Yeten Lochem Meyartzom Ad Midrach Kaf Rogel. Because you won't receive any part of their land. Ki Yerushal Esav Nosati Es Har Seyum. Because this is the land that belongs to Esav, which is Har Seyum. So what the Pesukim are saying here is that if Esav, the Goyim, come to start up with us, is out his Gorovom, don't fight back. Don't go to fight against the Goyim, because you won't win them. Now the Midrashim over here speak a lot about this Inyan, that Medrash Rabbah says that Pshafon is Postikov at the beginning. Rav Lechem, Soy Vesahor, you went enough around this mountain, Pnu Lechem Tzafona. Go turn towards itself and towards north. So the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael that look at the Ovos Olam. Hahar means the mountain shall Ovos Olam. Shehem Kfurim Bom, that they're buried here. That means look at Klal Yisrael, that now is not the time to go to fight against Esav. Because Esav has this chus that he was Mekayim Mitzvahs Kibud Avim. Since he was Mekayim Kibud Avim, he has this reshus that it will protect him. And we have to wait until Melech HaMashiach comes. And when Melech HaMashiach comes, he will be the one to be Eker Esav. K'mo shenema v'yolo mashim ha'atzil nishpat asar Esav. Shateva tzvoyno loshen geniza. K'mo shenema ma'arav tuvcha she'atzafant l'rayechom. Something that HaKadosh Baruch was hiding for his Yireim means when the Melech HaMashiach will come. There is another Lashon in the Yalkut that the Yalkut says like this. Im Re'isem Oisoi means the Rosh Esav. Shem Vakesh Lezgaras Vachem. You see, the Goyim want to start off with the Jews now. Is Loisam Du Kinegdom. Don't stand against them. Don't fight against them. Elohet Spinu Atzmechem Lefonov. Hide yourself better from in front of them. Olehechem Nivrach. Where should you run away to? Baruchu LaTorah. Run to the Torah. V'yein Tzvoyna Elo Torah. Tzvoyna means the Torah. Shenema Yitzvun La Yeshorim Toshiyah. So the Pasuk says here, Rav Lechem Soy V'Sohor Hazeh, go away from this mountain means go away from Esav HaRosham, and Pnu Lechem Tzvoyna. Go turn towards north means turns towards the Torah. That's the Yitzvah, that's the way to fight the Goyim Bizman Hazeh. And the Chofetz Chaim explains, Lila, like the Ramban says in Pashas Vayishlach, that whatever happened to the Yovois is a remes l'doris. It happens to say there over and over again. And the same way when Yaakov Avinu went to fight with Esav, that's the same way we also have to fight right now, Kineged the Goyim. And Yaakov Avinu, the way he went to fight Esav, he prepared himself for three things. The first thing was Letvila. He davened to Hashem. That's the sinyan of going into the Torah, being dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to go fight first, but first to have Tvila. Then he had a Doron, he sent a present to save himself. And then the last thing, if that would help, then he would first go to have Mechama, to have war, to save themselves. So what we learn out from this Medrash and the Yalkut is that Bizman is there now and nowadays, when we see the Goyim give us problems, want to start fight, want to start up with us, the first thing we should do is not to fight back them, but rather it's Borchu LaTorah. You should run to the Torah. You should run and be mechazik yourself in Limud HaTorah, with the Shmiras HaTorah, with davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with becoming close to Hashem. That's the way Yaakov Avinu went to fight Esav, and that's the Derech L'Dorei Doros for all generations. Not to come and be nice with the Goyim and try and do what they want, but rather just to run, to learn Torah, and to daven to Hashem. And the same thing we find by Yehoshua, Bishas the Kvisas Eretz Yisrael, Bishas Yeshua went to fight, to capture Eretz Yisrael. It says there, the Gemara brings down that Bo HaMalech V'Chichoy, She'bitul Bizman HaMechomem Limud HaTorah. The Malach came and told Yeshua, really deserve to be killed, because you are Mavatul Limud HaTorah. And the Pasuk says, Vayolon Ve'emek, right away Yeshua heard that, he went to live Ve'emek, and Chazal Darshin, Shalon Ve'emko Shalalocha. He went right away to learn Torah Biyun. In other words, even though he was Isaac now in Mechama, in fighting, in war, really the Oyoyel talks about this and explains like how much really of a masmid we have to be. That even Bishas Yeshua was fighting the war, he saw blood a whole day. Still, there was a time upon him, how come at night he didn't learn Torah Biyun, as even though he was learning Torah, but he didn't learn Torah strong enough. And like now the pshat is that when you're having a war with the Goyim, we have to realize the only way we'll win them is only through the Koyach of Torah. But as Medrash says here, Tzvinu Atzmechem means Levroyach BaTorah. In other words, our salvation, our help against the Goyim is only through Limud HaTorah. And the more we're machshev, the more we think how important it is the Limud HaTorah, the more we learn the Torah, the more Biyun, like by Yeshua, right away Vayolan Bo'emek, he went to learn Biyun, that's what saves us more. And that was good, the Chazal say, that really by the Churban Habayis HaSheni, Chazal didn't know why there was a Churban Habayis. And the Gemara says, Sha'alu Lechomel Neviim, Alma of the Oretz, they asked the Chomel, they asked the Neviim, how come there's being a Churban Oretz? And they didn't explain it, they didn't know why. But the HaKadosh Baruch himself had to come and say, Al Ozve Nes Tarosi, that they left my Torah, they did not learn my Torah. And Chazal explained in the Gemara in the Dorm, it says, that means shalai berchu b'Torah tchila, even though they were learning Torah, but they didn't make a bracha, they didn't make the brachas haTorah. And the Ran explains over there in the Dorim that the pshat was it wasn't so choshev, it wasn't so important in the eyes of the Jews then. They were learning Torah, true, they wanted to know what to do, but they didn't feel as if that was the whole salvation, that's the whole saving of the Am Yisrael, was through the Limud haTorah. It wasn't so choshev, it wasn't so important in their eyes. Therefore, they didn't even feel so important to make a bracha on it. Our Indian of making a bracha is we show how choshev the Torah is, Hashem Baruch Habonu Mikol Amim V'Nosalonu V'Esterosoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, and how did He choose us? By giving us the Torah, that's what's Mekadosh us, that makes us different than the Goyim. We have to realize this, and that's why we go to make a bracha. And then at the Shas Techurban Abayis, they did not make the bracha, they were not machshev the Indian of Limud HaTorah. And if we're not machshev the Indian of Limud HaTorah, that's what saves us from the Goyim. When Klai Yisrael did this chet of Shleberchu B'Torah Tchila, that's why they came that the Goyim won over us, and the Goyim made a Churban Abayis. Because our only stronghold that we have, our only protection we have, like Chazal, the Medrash Darshins here is, from this Pasuk, Penu Lachem Tzfeino, Min Sheberchu Livroyach B'Torah. Run into the Torah. It doesn't say a Lashon really of only being Isaac B'Torah. That there's a different world altogether. A B'nai Torah, people that learn Torah, it's a different world. It's a whole different type of a life. So the Medrash Lashon is, Baruch Hu B'Torah, Livroyach LaTorah, run into this new world, this new living of Torah. That's what saves us. That's what protects us from the goyim. Then in Pasuk Tes it says, "Vayomer Hashem Elai, Al Totzar Es Moyav, like don't distress Moyav, V'Yatisko Bo Mechoma, don't have any war with them. Kiloyeten Lachom Yatzer, Hashem will not give them from the land Yerusha. Kilivnei Loit Nosati Es Or Yerusha, because it went to the children of Loit." So Rashi brings down that here by Moyav the Pasuk says, "V'Yatisko Bo Mechoma." You're not allowed to have a fight, you can't have war against them. But you can make it that they have to be afraid of you. That you could do. And you can make them appear to them as if you are equipped for war. In other words, you can make them be afraid of you. The figure, therefore, the Pasuk says, that Moyev was afraid of the Am, because Klaisel is allowed to make Moyev afraid. Just they can't have war with them. But Hashem came later, when it talks about B'nai Amoin, there the Pasuk says, V'yaltiska bom, shum geru, you can't start up with them at all. What's the difference between Amoin and Moyev? These were the two children of the from the daughters of Lot. So Rashi says, the Gemara says really in Baba Kama, that B'schar tznius, imam, sh'leifir sumo alaviha, that the younger one, the second one, did not call her name like the first one did, Moyev, the name of her father, but rather he called it Amoin, the name of stamination. So therefore, since the younger one, when called Amoin, had a little respect for her father and did not call the son after her father, because here we're talking about that the daughters of Lot lived with their father, lived with Lot. As after Hashem killed Avdoim v'Yamorah, the two daughters thought that nobody else is alive in the world and there'll never be any children anymore. So they made their father Lot Shikr and they lived with him. Now the first one called his name, called his son Moyav. Moyav means Moyav, comes from my father. So she had the chutzpah to mention her father's name here. Whereas the second one, the younger one, just called the Amoin, did not mention her father's name. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave her back this char. That this char is that when we go against them, we can't start up with them at all. We can't make them feel bad at all. Not only can't we have Muhammad war with them, but any type of a girui is awesome. And this is mamish like mida k'neged mida, that the older daughter acted chutzpedik bi'azus against her father, so Klai Yisrael is allowed to act back to her with azus, to Moyev, to act mean to them. It's only war we can't have for them. Mashenkin, the younger one, that showed respect, that spoke for their recovery to her father, we also have to be nearly covered back to their children. Then in Pasuk Chav Dalet, the Pasuk says, Kumu, get up, Su'u, v'ivru, es Nachal Arnon, go over Nachal Arnon, Rei Nosati, b'yodcho, I see that I'm giving over to you, es Sichoin, Melech Cheshboin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let Moshe Rabbeinu fight, Sichoin, the king of Cheshboin, who Amori, v'es Arza, in his land, Hochel Rosh, v'hizgor boi Muhammad. With them you have a right to fight, and you have a right to take over, to possess its land. And the pshat is, the reason why the Torah has to tell us this, that even though we just got finished learning that we're not supposed to start off with B'nai Esav, with B'nai Amon and Moyav, so really I would have thought that Oig and Sichoin, since they also took over their land from Amon and Moyav, maybe we're not allowed to fight them either. That's the Chiddush, no? That since now the Maisa, that Sichoin and Oig were the kings owned this land, it doesn't belong to Amon anymore. We're allowed to fight them and go and take away the land from them. And then in Pasuk Chafei it says, Hayoim hazeh, like today, with this war, Ochel teis pachtecho, as I will begin to put, pachtecho v'yiroscho apnei ha'amim, that all the nations will be, have fear, will be afraid of us. Tachas kol ha'shemoyim, asha yishmun shimacho, they'll hear your name, v'rogzu v'cholu miponecho. And they'll shake, and they'll become a cholul, they'll shiver because of you. And Rashi brings down the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and who are doing the same Gemara in Tainus is, that Rashi's lashon is, that limeid, she'omdo chama l'moshe b'yoy milchemes oig, that when Moshe Rabbeinu fought oig melech haboshon, the son stood up for him. A next happened, the same way it happened by Yeshua, that the son stood up extra long in order they could fight, the same nes happened b'shas Moshe Rabbeinu, but his Muhammad Bayoyg. Rashi says, "B'noyder hadov atachas kol hashemoyim," and everybody under the whole shemoyim realized, knew about this nes. And the Gemara in Taina says the lashon is that k'siv hocho ochel teis pachticho or k'siv b'Yoshua ochel gad lecho. Is mikan, from here we learn out, shekishem she'omdo loichamo l'Yoshua kach omdo loichamo l'Moshe. The same way the nes happened, the sun stood up by Yoshua, the same way now the nes happened that the sun stood up for Moshe Rabbeinu. So the question is, if such a great nes happened by Moshe Rabbeinu also, that the sun stood up for him, stayed out longer, how come the Torah doesn't mention a word about this nes? The Torah should have spoke about it. And some of us want to say the pshat is that the reason why the Torah would mention a nes is to show how great the person is that Hashem did the nes for. So really here, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the nes for Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Torah already said all about the godless, how great Moshe Rabbeinu is, about all the nisim that happened b'shas Yetzias Mitzrayim. So since like the Torah already said the nisim, what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu, we see how great he is, the Torah didn't have to say another nes here. Vashenkein by Yeshua, there we did not hear any great nisim, therefore there the Pesukim talk about this great nes, that the Chama stood up, the sun stayed out longer because of Yehoshua. And the Kliyoka once explained, like this Gzeirah Shavah, that the Gemara in Taina says that it says here, Hayoyim Azeh Ochel, I will begin to put upon all the nations to fear you. And it says a Lashon also by Yeshua Ochel. So therefore we learn out that the same way the nest happened by Yeshua with the Chama, with the sun, the same thing that happened now also with Moshe Rabbeinu. It says the Lashon of Ochel means the Lashon of Haskola, a beginning. In other words, this nest was only the beginning of the Nisim to eventually have an end to it, which will be the Gemara, the winning of the Mechama, of the war, of killing out the whole Am of Sichon. And the Pshat is, the Haskola here is, that he started out with their Avodah Zarah, with their gods. In other words, the Goyim then worshipped the sun. That was their Avodah Zarah. So the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, he hit the sun. He made a nest that the sun stood out longer, did not go down at its right time. Something happened to the sun. So that's as if to show that the first thing Hashem does is he starts off with the Goyim, with their gods, what they call their gods. And from that it came out at the end that they won the whole nation and they took over the land of Sichon and Og Melech HaBoshen. And the same thing by the Meraglim, he says also, the Psukim there, the Meraglim says that Orem Gedolos Ubetzures Bashamayim, that they're very fortified cities and Bashamayim. So what does it mean, Bashamayim, in the skies? So the Kliyoka says what they meant to say was that they worship their Avodah Zarah, they worship the sun. That's their Avodah Zarah. That was the Goyim's Avodah Zarah. So Mela now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to fight them, he also, the first thing he did was, he hit their Avodah Zarah, and that was the beginning to put the pachad, the fear of Am Yisrael upon the Goyim, and from that it went further that they won the whole Muhammad. And then the next pasuk says, Chavov, v'eshlach malochim mimidbar kedemois el Sichon melech Heshbon, that Moshe Rabbeinu sent messengers to Sichon melech Heshbon, divrei sholem lemer. Before he started to fight with them, first he said, Shalom Aleichem. He sent for peace. First he spoke with them with peace. And he said, we want to just go through your land. We don't want to have any war with you. But then when Sichon did not let them, Sichon came out to fight. That's when he had the Muhammad Sichon, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Klai Yisrael won over Sichon Melech Heshbon. Now the question is, the Pasuk before says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that you're supposed to have Muhammad with them. It says, V'his goya boy Muhammad, it was a tzivu to have Muhammad against Sichon. So how come Moshe Rabbeinu here first went to ask Divrei Shalom, to ask them for peace, if there was a tzibur to have war with them? And the Kliyoka once explained that the pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu, like Ruach HaKodesh, knew for sure that Sichon would not accept the peace and would go to war. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew for sure that he will be mekayim this mitzvah of having war with Sichon. Now the reason why at first he gave Sholem, he gave peace, was not to make a chilul Hashem in the eyes of the Goyim, the other nations, that people should not say Klai Yisrael is coming, the Gvura, they're coming with anger, they're just coming to kill us out. So therefore, there'll be a big chil Hashem. So therefore, first Moshe Rabbeinu spoke nicely and peacefully. He said, we just want to go through your land, we want to go in peace. And then when Sichon came out to fight them, then there would not be a chil Hashem, if Klai Yisrael went to protect himself and won over Sichon Melech Heshbon. Now, this Shabbos is also called Shabbos Chazoin. This is the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av that we forbid about the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And really, the Medrash in Eicha says that Gimel Nisnavno B'Loshen Eicha. There were three that spoke about the Loshen Eicha. Moshe, Yeshayo, V'Yimiyohu. Moshe Omar, Eicha Esto Levadi, like it says the Pasuk in this Pasuk in the Pasha in Devarim. Yeshayo Omar, Eicha Hoysa Lezoyna. Yimiyohu Omar, Eicha Yoshva Bodet. In other words, we have to feel bad now about Klal Yisrael did Chatoyim, and because of the Chatoyim we did, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. We have the Churban of Beis HaMikdash, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu put us into Golus. And the Yisrael of Golus is that we have to move around. We're not in one Malkim, we're not in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mechaperis. That's our Kapara. Really, the Gemara of Tainus says that the Seder of Tainus is we also have to go out of the Beis HaKnesses, and we go out to the Rechoy, we go out in the middle of the street. And the question is, why do we go out in the middle of the street for? The Gemara says, Golis Mechaperis Oleinu. The fact that we have to go out of the shul and go into the middle of the street, that's Mechaper on us. And we spoke about before last Parsham, the ending of the Ori Miklet, is that when you kill somebody, B'Shegeg, you have to go into Golis, you have to travel from place to place, that's a Kapora for you. Yeshua Adin, where Klai Yisrael now is in Golis from the Churban Abayis, we have to realize everything that's happening to us is only for the good or for our own sake, and it's making a kapara for us. But the next vegan, the Gemara, Yerushalmi and Peah says that kol dor shalo nivna beis hamikdash biyomov kilo hechrivoy. Any generation that in his time the beis hamikdash was not built, it's still as if you are machriv, as if you destroyed it. So the chur is a big pella that kama tzadikim lived through Doris and we didn't see the beis hamikdash. So how could they say it's kilo chorav as if they mamish destroyed the beis hamikdash? And really, there's a Gemara in Brochis on Daf Lamed Gimel that says that kol odom sheyesh boideya kilo nivna beis hamikdash biyomov. Anybody that has deya, that has das, has understanding, is as if he had the beis hamikdash built. And the pshat is of deya here means that he's makir, he understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows the drachim, he knows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He understands what a chet is. He understands what a chet is. He knows what something's doing wrong is. And he understands what toiv is. And that's the ikar of the churban of the Beis HaMikdash. The reason why there was the churban of the Beis HaMikdash is, like the Novi says, Ami lo hisbeinein, lo yoda, we did not know Hashem, we did not think into what Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu took away the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, in Golus now, the avoider is to have das, to realize, to know what Hashem wants from us, to know what the avodas Hashem is, and like the Gemara says, kol odom sheish boideya is kilu nivna beis hamikdash. That's called the kapara for the churban abayis, and because of these actions of having das, having understanding, to know what we're supposed to do, that's the schus that there should be the binyan of the beis hamikdash. And the pshat is that they say is that really mitzvah Hashem with the beis hamikdash hashlishi will be here. It's not only going to come this schus, the last door that's alive right now. The pshat is from all the generations, all the tzaddikim that are on this world from the time of the Churban Abayis, all their schusim, all their mitzvahs add up till finally will come a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. So really, what Yerushalmi means, that kol dor shlo nivna Beis HaMikdash v'yomov, is kilu v'achrivoi, if any generation did not add, what it means to say is like, l'moshel, you have to build a house. So everybody adds another brick to it. Now when you have all the bricks up, that's when you have the house. The same thing, every generation has to add bricks to the Beis HaMikdash until finally there come enough bricks that the Beis HaMikdash will be here. So every generation either adds to the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, they do ma'asim tovim, they do mitzvahs, they have deya, they have understanding to know what Hashem wants from us and to know what chatoyim ought to stay away from him, away from them, and that adds to the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. If people do not have das, they do not understand, they're not misbinyan, they don't think into what Hashem wants from us, they're machriv. They take away the bricks of the Beis HaMikdash. They just make it longer for the Mashiach to come. That's why it's brought down that kol ha-mesabel al Yerushalayim. Whoever has real avelis feels real bad for the fact we're missing Yerushalayim, we're missing the Beis HaMikdash right now. Is b'schus zeh who be zeicher to see nechamos and Yeshua of Yerushalayim. It's the same shot. That since you feel bad, you realize what we're missing. We know we're missing something. We're not doing the right things right now. We want to do the Avodah Hashem. We would love to have the Beis HaMikdash back again. we would want to see the Kohanim doing the Avodas Hashem. The person really has Avelis and feels good about Yishlayim, so that's a schus, that's cool, like you have real das, you have real understanding to know what Hashem wants from us, that v'schus zeh, you'll be zeichet ki univ nebeis amigdish. V'schus zeh will be zeichet takna to see the beis amigdish ha-shlishi v'nehera v'yameinu. And there's also, like the Gemara says in Tainis, that kol ha-mesabel ha-yushalayim is zeiche v'royi b'simchosa. Whoever is zeiche to really feel bad, to be like an ovil about the churban of Yushalayim, he'll be zeiche to see the nesimcha of Yushalayim. And really what it means is right away, like right after the fact you acted like you were an ovil, right after the 9 days, right after Tisha B'Av, right away a person starts to see the simcha inside himself, the tikkun that he made throughout these days of the Mesabala Yushalayim. It really is brought down, they say that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. And that's the pshat, that we cry on Tisha B'Av, that we feel bad about the Churban HaBayis, about the Avelos and Yushalayim, that goof is the schus, that amidst Hashem we should be zeichet to see the Mashiach, to have the Binyan HaShlishi. That's why the Mashiach was born, is born on Tisha B'Av. Now the Indian of this Avelos on Yushalayim starts really the 3 weeks from Shavuot to Betamiz until Tisha B'Av. Now the Moshe, we don't take a haircut throughout these 3 weeks. We don't listen to music throughout these 3 weeks. Al Zeicha the Avelos of Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. Hu Adina from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. There are special halachas. The Mechaber says, Memayatim B'Simcha. We're not supposed to have any Simcha these 9 days. And the Magen Avraham says it means no Simcha at all. In other words, you have to be like an awful. We have to feel bad that we really lost something. The Frak on Erev Tisha B'Av, there are special halachas. There it's brought down as mamish like the mace is mutul of fanecha. That's why we sit on the floor when we have the Suda Hamasekis. Then on Tisha B'Av also we have Dini Avelis, that we don't wash ourselves. We don't even put our hands into water at all on Tisha B'Av. Because the pshat is, because you have to be like an awful. And also the Mishnah in Psachim says that there's a minig mokim shenogu shalei lasas malacha. Certain places have the minig not to do malach at all on Tisha B'Av, and the Rav says the pshat is shalai yasiach mi'avelis Yerushalayim. You should not do other things on Tisha B'Av, not to take away your mind from thinking about the avelis of Yerushalayim. This is really the avoid of all the 9 days, to have this feeling of avelis, to feel we really lost something. And the more we feel we lost something, the more there'll be a schus and mitzvah to be zoicha, to really have the Mashiach. And that's like we said, why after these 3 weeks of Churban, we say that Afteris, Chazon Yishayahu, then comes the Sheva, the 7 weeks of Nechama, because that's the pshat, that through these Inyan of Avelis, the fact we feel bad, that's only going to help us to come into Shem to see the real Nechamas. Now the other thing special is about the 9 days is that we don't wash any clothing, we don't buy any clothing, we don't put on any new clothing, we don't put a clothing that was washed unless we used it already once. You make sure that your suits or that your pants and shirts were used already before it comes out of the laundry or washed. You should not put them on during the 9 days. Except for Shabbos Chazoin, they will make it to put on a big day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazoin. Who Adin, there's a special Issa of Rechitza, not to wash ourselves during these 9 days, not to have any enjoyment, not to go swimming the 9 days. I also feel a little bit the Avelos of Yerushalayim, as I could feel as if we're novel. You're not supposed to take a shower, Mirkadin. You're not supposed to wash your whole body, even with cold water, Meikaradin. Even though they bring down from Moshe Feinstein, he wants to say that just like it's brought down, if you have some dirt on your hands, you're allowed to wash off your hands. So the person perspires a lot and is very sweat, has a lot of sweat on him, then he would be allowed to take a shower, like as if to say, take off the dirt off your body. So people that are like that feel very bad, the sweat bothers them, they would have this hetter to take a shower. However, even when you do take the shower during the 9 days, you have to realize it's only for the purpose of taking off the sweat, and as much as possible, try that the water should be cold, or you have to put a little bit of hot water there, just do a little bit, just to make you be able to get in there, but not really use hot water, not to enjoy yourself. I was saying, as much as possible, you have to really feel these avelis, these 9 days, to feel bad about the churban habayis, as if we really, really are missing something. And the chuzer mit Hashem, it should all be zeichataka, the Mashiach should be here soon, you should be able to have the binyan bayis ha-shlishi, and have your menu. Amen. All right, we'll stop here.